You'd have to have a fan to blow that heat from the, you know, circulate it around in the house. That'd be about the only, well, no, you got the water radiators to heat that way too. So that would just about take it.
Okay. What would you call the kind of heating system that Jim and I have in our house?
Let's see, that wouldn't be universal, and yes, it is too. Central. I believe that'd come under central heating.
Okay. What do you call a house that has three rooms in a parallel line? Like you have one room here, then one room here, and one room here. It's just three rooms in a parallel line. Do you have a name for that? Have you ever seen one?
Well, now, we call a lot of that, well, it's not too large, but a shotgun house.
Okay. What do you call a house that has two separate rooms, but they're connected by a roof that covers an open area between the two rooms? You have two rooms, one here, and then a roof that connects the two, but the space in the middle between the two rooms is open.
You mean it's got that vacant opening up in the top or down here?
No, it's down at the bottom. It has a roof over the top.
Oh, through there. It's got a wide hallway runs through it. We've got the old-fashioned hip-roof house.
What's that now?
That's the one with the four sides top. It has a wide hall running down through four rooms. In other words, two rooms, really, because there's two on each side. But now you have this gable like, no, it's not the gable, it's the hip top over that. You can say you got a 10-foot hall and 16-foot room in two places on the side.
What's an L-shaped house? Do you know that term?
Yes, that's got two type rafter cuts on it. One runs so far this way, and that one comes in back this way. You
like,
gotta.
What is that now? The perpendicular.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, two or three rooms run this way, and you on one of the other sides, you got one room. It's either on this side or this side, or you can put it right in the middle and have your porches on each side.
Okay. Would that be the? Have you ever heard the term flying L house? Would that
yes.
be the same as an L-shaped house, or would there be a difference?
Well, that pretty well explains it.
What about a hall and parlor house?
Hall and what kind of house?
Parlor. Have you ever heard that term?
Yes. An old home house down here. It goes from the bedrooms into the upper room as the parlor. Through the wide hall. That's the only way I know how to explain that.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a dog trot house? Or a shed house?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I know about the shed, but okay. You say dog trot?
Dog trot, okay. What do you call pants of knee length that are worn as an outer garment? If Jim came in with a pair of knee length pants, then what would you call them?
I haven't used that word in years and years. Now, I believe just a quick getaway, just knee breeches.
Okay. What would you call pants of above the knee length that were worn as outer garments? Say if Jim came in with a pair of shorts, a pair of pants on that they were up about midway between his knee and his hip, what would you call that?
Just casually deep waders.
Okay.